Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday afternoon, July 5th, 2024, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Graphite One study accelerates with 75% DoD funding. Graphite One Inc. announces a revision to the cost-share ratio for its Defense Production Act grant, increasing the DoD's share of expenditures for the accelerated feasibility study from 50% to 75%. This change, based on a revised contract value of $49.8 million, allows for the DoD's maximum share to be $37.3 million. CEO Anthony Houston emphasizes the importance of this development in establishing a 100% U.S.-based graphite supply chain. The company's Graphite Creek deposit in Alaska remains on track to complete the feasibility study by December 2024. These advancements align with the Biden administration's goal of reducing China's dominance in critical minerals mining and refining, as demand for graphite is expected to surge in the coming years.
CVW Cleantech discusses groundbreaking tailings reprocessing technology. CVW Cleantech CEO Akshay Dubey discussed the company's innovative technology for reprocessing tailings from oil sands mining with Proactive Stephen Gunyon. The process recovers hydrocarbons, zircon, and titanium from waste, reducing methane emissions by over 90%. CVW Cleantech targets Alberta's oil sands mining sector, including major sites operated by Imperial Oil, Canadian Natural Resources, and Suncor. The company contributes to ESG goals, aiding in achieving net zero emissions by 2050. A partnership with Indigenous communities provides investment opportunities, while a collaboration with the University of Alberta focuses on recovering rare earth elements. For more information, contact Proactive North America at +1-604-688-8158.
Group 11 hopeful for a second major discovery at Carrickittle West Prospect in Ireland. Group 11 Resources Corp. CEO Bart Jaworski is optimistic about a potential second major zinc discovery at the Carrickittle West Prospect in Ireland. Initial drilling at Carrickittle West revealed significant sulfide mineralization and evidence of a crucial fault for mineralization. The company plans a 1,700-meter drill program to be completed by year-end. Group 11 also made its first zinc-lead discovery in Ireland at Ballywire, with impressive results including 30 meters of 11% zinc and 80 grams per ton of silver. Glencore is the largest shareholder, with Michael Gentile holding a significant stake. Jaworski highlighted the bullish outlook for zinc due to global supply constraints and reduced treatment charges. Stay tuned for upcoming drill results from Ballywire and Carrickittle West, promising a busy second half of the year for Group 11 Resources. Aqua Metals initiates $33 million loan agreement to fund commercial-scale lithium battery recycling plant. Nevada-based Aqua Metals, listed on NASDAQ as AQMS, has secured a crucial $33 million loan agreement to launch its commercial-scale lithium battery recycling plant. The company signed a non-binding term sheet with a major private entity to fund Phase 1 of the Sierra Aqua Refining Campus. This follows an $8 million equity raise and a comprehensive review of Aqua Metals' financials. An independent report by ICF International confirms the environmental benefits of Aqua Metals' technology. The loan agreement is pending finalization, and the lender's identity remains confidential. With this funding, Aqua Metals aims to complete Phase 1, processing 3,000 tons of feedstock material annually. The facility is set to become North America's first sustainable lithium battery recycling operation, contributing to decarbonization efforts and circular supply chains for critical minerals.
Options market on the rise. The options market has seen a surge in popularity, with average daily volumes in U.S. options increasing steadily over the years, reaching 44 million contracts in 2023. CBOE Global Markets introduced weekly SPX options in 2005, and by 2022, traders could access options every market day. Retail investors are gaining knowledge and access to options through social media and broker-provided education, leading to a rise in options trading. CBOE's The Options Institute offers educational resources for both beginners and professionals, emphasizing the importance of informed decision-making in options trading. As investors become more familiar with options, their demand is expected to grow, making options a valuable tool for navigating various market conditions. TNR Gold's Kirill Klip discusses $70 million financing for McEwen's Los Azules copper project in Argentina. TNR Gold's executive chairman, Kirill Klip, recently discussed the $70 million financing for McEwen's Los Azules copper project in Argentina. The financing round, led by McEwen Copper, saw investments from Rob McEwen and McEwen Mining. Klip highlighted the project's progress towards a bankable feasibility study expected in the first quarter of next year. He also mentioned the positive impact of recent political reforms in Argentina on the project. Fundamental Research Corporation reiterated a buy rating for TNR Gold, citing ongoing developments in the project and the business environment in Argentina. Klip discussed potential valuations for TNR Gold's NSR royalty and highlighted the project's revenue-generating potential. For more updates, visit Proactive's YouTube channel. CloudBench receives distinction for financial services expertise from Google Cloud. CloudBench, a leading Google Cloud partner and vertical AI consultancy, has been recognized with a new Google Cloud expertise designation in financial services. This designation underscores CloudBench's success in delivering measurable business value for its fintech, insurtech, and Web3 digital asset clients. Through a rigorous certification process, Google Cloud identifies top companies with exceptional technical proficiency. CloudBench CEO Tom Richer expressed gratitude for the recognition, highlighting the company's dedication to certified expertise and project success. To learn more about CloudBench's Google Cloud partnership, visit their website at cloudbench.net.
The role of a substance abuse professional in the DOT program. The Department of Transportation Substance Abuse Professional, SAP program, is essential in maintaining safety within the transportation industry. SAPs conduct initial evaluations to determine substance abuse problems, recommend treatment plans, monitor progress, and provide recommendations for the employee's return to work. Their systematic process includes initial evaluation, treatment recommendation, treatment monitoring, follow-up evaluation, and the return-to-duty process. By ensuring employees are fit for duty, SAPs help prevent accidents and incidents that could jeopardize public safety. To become an SAP, individuals must meet specific qualifications, undergo training, pass a certification exam, and participate in continuing education. The impact of SAPs extends to both employees and employers, providing support for recovery and maintaining a safe workplace. SAP Evaluations LLC works with DOT-regulated companies to evaluate and recommend treatment for employees, promoting safety and recovery.
DAF Finance Institute, a new era with Alger Clark. Alger Clark, a renowned investment prodigy, made his mark in the investment world with his success in stock and futures markets, earning the title of the youngest Clark Professor in Ivy League history. Despite facing challenges during the 2008 financial crisis, he persevered and reached new heights. In 2011, he co-founded the DAF Finance Institute with a focus on quantitative trading and later transitioned to artificial intelligence trading, creating AI Profit Algorithms 4.0. By issuing DAF tokens, the Institute gained research funding and talent, leading to a surge in valuation. Alger Clark aims to revolutionize the investment world with iProfit Algorithms 4.0.
Up to $100,000 available for Haltom City study. Residents and business owners in Haltom City are facing a decline in the older South and Central neighborhoods, with commercial vacancies on main corridors like Denton Highway and NE 28th Street. To address this, Haltom United Business Alliance, ECHE, co-founder Ron Sturgeon, is offering up to $100,000 for a study by Strong Towns. Strong Towns aims to help cities become financially strong and resilient, advocating for safe, livable environments. Sturgeon hopes the city council will accept the offer to revitalize the area. Without a plan, nothing will change. Contact city leadership to support working with Strong Towns for a brighter future in Haltom City.
Raleigh interior designer wins multiple awards for remodeling excellence. TEW Design Studio, a leading interior design firm based in Raleigh, has been honored with multiple prestigious awards for its exceptional contributions to residential interior design. The firm has received accolades such as the Kitchen and Bath Design Awards, the Chrysalis Award for Remodeling Excellence, the Qualified Remodeler Master Design Awards, and recognition from the Triangle Business Journal's 40 Under 40 Build Architecture Awards and Carrie Magazine Movers and Shakers. With the shift towards remote work, the significance of residential interior design has grown exponentially. Homeowners are seeking more functional, comfortable, and aesthetically pleasing living spaces that cater to their evolving needs. TEW Design Studio excels in transforming homes into efficient, harmonious, and inspiring environments. Rima Nasser, founder and interior designer in Raleigh, NC, commented on the firm's recent achievements. "We are thrilled to receive these prestigious awards, which reflect our commitment to creating visually inspiring and highly functional living spaces. Our team's dedication to understanding each client's unique needs and translating them into exceptional designs has been the key to our success." TW Design Studio's award-winning projects showcase their expertise in addressing contemporary challenges in residential design. Their solutions incorporate advanced lighting technology, efficient storage solutions, and optimized spatial layouts to enhance family interaction and entertainment. The firm also prioritizes the use of eco-friendly, sustainable materials, aligning with the growing demand for environmentally conscious design. The studio's comprehensive approach to interior design encompasses every aspect of a home's interior, from developing cohesive color palettes to selecting attractive fixtures. This holistic strategy has not only earned them industry recognition, but also the trust and satisfaction of their clients. In addition to its design awards, these Raleigh interior designers have been recognized for its business acumen and community impact. Rima Nasser was named in the Triangle Business Journal's 40 Under 40, highlighting her leadership in the field. The firm has also received accolades in the Build Architecture Awards and was featured in Carrie Magazine's Movers and Shakers. Tor Metals' Filion Gold project moves forward with 3-year exploration permit. Tor Metals has received a 3-year exploration permit for drilling at its Filion Gold project in North Ontario. CEO Malcolm Dorsey stated that the project, spanning 260 kilometers, benefits from excellent infrastructure, including access to major transportation routes. The project, based in Kapuskasing, eliminates the need for remote exploration camps, reducing exploration costs. Initial results have been promising, with high-grade samples and significant gold deposits identified. With the permit in hand, Tor Metals plans to extend the soil anomaly to potentially 2.5 kilometers in length through drilling and additional surveys. Investors can anticipate updates on exploration program developments.
American Eagle Gold announces significant copper discovery at Nacay Project in British Columbia. American Eagle Gold CEO Anthony Moreau shared exciting news about a significant copper discovery at the company's NAC project in British Columbia. An induced polarization survey revealed the IP embayment zone, where field teams identified 3 copper-bearing porphyry outcrops. Drill hole NAT24-19 encountered chalcopyrite mineralization exceeding 700 meters in depth, consistent with outcropping mineralization in other target areas. These findings, along with results from drill hole NAT2309, support continued exploration in the IP embayment zone. American Eagle Gold aims to further understand the mineralization for potential advancements in their mining operations.
Delivra Health CEO Gord Davey discusses Middle East expansion with new Dubai UAE sales territory. Delivra Health Brands Inc. CEO Gord Davey discusses the company's recent expansion efforts in the Middle East, specifically targeting the United Arab Emirates as a new sales territory. During an interview with Proactive Stephen Gunyon, Davey highlighted a successful trip to Dubai and credited their local partner for navigating the 9-month process of regulatory approvals. Deliver's product, Dream Water, already available in pharmacies across Saudi Arabia, will now be distributed throughout the UAE. Davy emphasized the significant market potential in the region due to a growing population and widespread sleep issues. The company is committed to global growth and is exploring expansion into additional territories in the Middle East, pending regulatory approvals.
Volta Metals expands lithium holdings with strategic acquisitions in northwestern Ontario. Volta Metals CEO Karim Usunmez announced the company's expansion in the lithium project portfolio with strategic acquisitions in northwestern Ontario. The company has acquired additional mineral claims contiguous to its Falcon West lithium project, covering a substantial surface area of 820 hectares. This consolidation merges with the Falcon West and Crescent Lake lithium projects, forming an extensive land package within the Seymour Falcon lithium belt. Volta Metals now holds a 100% interest in the newly acquired claims and has granted the vendors a 1.5% net smelter returns royalty. Additionally, the company has acquired the Lee Creek project, located in the same section as other notable lithium projects, indicating promising potential for significant lithium resources. These acquisitions demonstrate Volta Metals' commitment to expanding its lithium assets and exploration capabilities. Nextech3D.ai expands into specialty retail e-commerce with Wyvern Creations partnership. Nextech3D.ai CEO Evan Gappelberg recently announced the company's expansion into specialty retail e-commerce through a partnership with Wyvern Creations. Wyvern Creations, the largest independent crossbow dealer in the country, will be converting all its products into 3D models to enhance the online shopping experience. Customers can now use 3D augmented reality technology to view crossbows in their own homes before purchasing, revolutionizing the online shopping experience. The seamless integration of Nextech3D.ai's 3D modeling solutions on Wyvern Creations' website allows for realistic product visualization and comparison, setting the company at the forefront of retail innovation.
Catherine Fletcher, CPA, CGMA, elected chair of GSCPA Board of Directors for 2024 to 25 year. Catherine Fletcher, CPA, partner at Draffin & Tucker LLP, has been elected chair of the Georgia Society of Certified Public Accountants, GSCPA, Board of Directors for the 2024-25 fiscal year. Fletcher, known for her deep technical accounting knowledge and leadership skills, aims to promote the accounting profession to young people and enhance financial literacy. She also looks forward to leveraging artificial intelligence to transform accounting services. With 22 years of active involvement in GSCPA, Fletcher is dedicated to advocating for the profession and increasing awareness of financial matters impacting daily lives. As a quality control partner, she emphasizes the importance of maintaining the profession's brand by serving the public interest. GSCPA, with almost 12,000 members, strives for excellence in advocacy, leadership, service, and professional development opportunities. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.